Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about Armitage 3, the series. But before that, we were talking about, well, actually, I was more so talking about Made in Abyss and talked about some of the anime shows and things that are coming out right now. If you want to catch a part of that wider conversation and catch my initial thoughts on Made in Abyss season one, go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will gain you access to that bonus content. Or if you feel particularly adventurous and you are in our Discord, we usually do give a little notification saying we are live on YouTube. And if you catch us live and everything like that, you'll be able to hear our thoughts and our pre-show banter like that as well.
Unedited.
Unedited, completely live. And if you want to, you know, give recommendations or anything like that, you could go to featuredanimepodcast.com. All our links and everything like that's available for you there. We have affiliate links for the shows we watch as well to Write Stuff Anime in general. You click on those links, you purchase anything using those links. We do get a little bit of a kickback and it's very much appreciated. And if you choose to support us by purchasing our own merch, you can go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. And now, on to the Me and Brotatoes. Armitage 3 came out in February 1995 and ran all the way through November 1995. Producer for it is Pioneer LDC. Studio for it is AIC. It's an original, so there is no source material for this. The genres for it are action, adventure, romance, sci-fi, detective, and mech. And it's 4 episodes long. Each one varies in length, so I don't know, you could probably binge it all in like 2 hours, 3 hours.
I was going to say 3 hours, because the first one's almost an hour by itself.
Yeah, the first one's only like 45 minutes.
I said almost.
Almost, yeah.
You rounded up.
Yeah, the last one's like 25 minutes, so it balances out. Armitage 3, honestly, I thought I saw it before, and I actually have seen it before, but not the series. I'd never seen the series before. I only saw the movie, the sequel to this. And can I just say, it was quite the trip down memory lane for me.
Well, and, yeah, you definitely can say that.
I mean, it was a bumpy ride. I'm not saying it was a great ride. You know, by any stretch of the imagination.
Do you happen to know when it came out? What year?
Hilarious.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Hilarious.
You literally just said it.
Yeah, I would love for you to reiterate the year that it came out. Come on.
I'm all set. Goodness. So do we want to look at it through the lens and of the year it came out, or do we want to look at it through has it aged well?
Sure.
No, because like as far as today's graphics, it doesn't look great. But if you take a look at the style of the time it came out, it was very popular.
Yeah,
it was very popular and very, very well done for that time frame. But because we're watching it now and we've had wonderful movies, wonderful shows, visually pleasing, all that stuff, it looks so, you know, kind of subpar. But the fact that you said it's an original with no source material, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
but it reminded me a lot of the what was it, Big O, that kind of style. Now, obviously not exactly, because they didn't have Gundams and whatnot. But like the detective theme with the musical notes and the I want to say overexposure at times. Or okay. It just took a little bit too long, and it was, in my opinion, old timey.
Right.
Even though it was supposed to be set out in like Mars.
After the future?
I was going to say, after we've made Mars an habitable planet with skyscrapers in the sky.
Technology. Yeah. It's not technically habitable. So it takes place in the year 2046. A detective is coming from Chicago on Earth. He wanted to be transferred to Mars, and he happens to be on the exact same flight as, I guess, the last country singer around is, from what I can gather. Anyways, and the country singer ends up being murdered. Makes it a little bit more complicated, as everyone thought that she was actually human, and it turns out that she was a robot called a Third. Technicalities on the why they're called Third, we'll venture into the hypothesis beyond that. Anyways, Detective Ross, not Ross from Friends, but this gentleman, Detective Ross, gets partnered up with Armitage, a beautiful female badass cop, and together they're trying to investigate the murder of the woman as well as everyone else, and all these murders that are currently happening kind of helps spark the flames that is currently going on in the Martian world, where people are not wanting robots there. They are going out of their way to burn, destroy, get rid of everything else having to do with the robots.
Yeah, it felt very much, I don't know quite how to describe the feeling it gave me looking at that. Like, it's almost in my mind similar to book burning. Is that that's the sensation that I believe the story was trying to portray, because you're taking what could be really good knowledge, really good source of everything that you're hoping for, you know.
Yeah.
And they're destroying it, and they're instead of progressing, they are regressing. And I just felt that was kind of
intentional. It was, but I can kind of get it, because one of the main themes, or one of the things that they were actually out there yelling about, was they were yelling that they wanted their jobs back. Right. So one of the problems or issues that we're facing even in today's society right now is, you know, the progression, rapid progression of technology, and the lack of workers that are willing to do these mediocre jobs or mediocre work, or doing it subpar. And then there's ways to automate it, help make it more efficient, help make the company run more efficient and
cheaper.
Eventually.
I mean, I was going to say the initial cost, the ROI of purchasing one of these bots to do the menial task that someone can only do for, let's say, 8 hours. So you have to have three people throughout a 24-hour period do this menial task. Well, how long will it take for a one robot to do it working at a 24-hour circulation? Because, again, they've got no rights. They've got no, they're programmed to never stop. How long would it take to recoup your loss for the purchase of that?
Right.
And in the grander scheme of things, you would look at ChatGPT.
But to
go ahead.
To bring us back on course here, that is kind of the main focal point for the distress in the Martian world, the Martian government. Everyone's got these things kind of going on where there's a lot of this hate and anger towards these robots that are happening, and the people that are being murdered right now are the ones that are kind of blurring the line between reality for them. Like, it's no longer just synthetic and real human and robot. It's now they're 100% look, interact, feel, sound, everything, thought process, all of it like a robot.
Yeah, these
or like a person, not a robot. And it just blurs that line.
My assumption to the reason why they were called Thirds was twofold. Originally, you needed a third of the manpower to do the same job, which is where I assumed their arguments were for, oh, they're taking all of our jobs. My second thing was maybe it was a third iteration of this particular robot. third generation, that kind of thing. And my last thought was third. The lifespan was only a third of what a human would be. Like kind of a built in termination date, so to speak. So you'd have to buy another one, and corporate Mars, whatever, kept going forward. That was my thought process on the name, but it turns out that I was very wrong.
Right.
And you can't, the thirds were unofficial. The thirds were
illegally made. Well,
Yeah,
but it was plainly obvious that they were illegally made within the first few minutes, because they said right after the country singer was murdered that how she was made was illegal, and there's no
regulation.
Yeah, for what how she was made, or I wouldn't say regulation. I would just say more so along the lines of like how she was made shows that it was done because they didn't use any of the regulations. And one of the some of the regulations that they have is like they can't look too human, and they look very human.
Yeah,
the purpose for it, indistinguishable. But one of the other things is that they're meant to play on fantasies. That's why they have this company that's in their main slogan is human robot home robotization. You know what? I finally remember. I know what it reminds me of. I know what it reminds me of. 100%. Right. The robots burning, everyone having issues with the robots and everything like that.
iRobot?
Blade Runner.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because in Blade Runner, they were talking about that. The story has a lot of similarities to Blade Runner. The base foundation, everything, like the differences is obviously this takes place on Mars versus Earth, but
it's not shot for shot, and the main character is different, but yeah, if you wanted an anime version of Harrison Ford's Blade Runner, yeah, really close
in terms of story style, like not quite
style, visualization, visuals.
So when I say story style, I mean like the base premises for the hatred or distrust of robots, right? Like that's what I'm talking about. It's great. You've seen Blade Runner.
Friend, I own it.
Okay. I was about to say, man. Anyways, no, that's what it reminds me of. I was sitting here watching the series, and that's honestly what it reminded me of. Like the robots burning in the streets, the hatred and distrust towards the robots, the very humanization of the robots and everything like that. I was like, man, this really just really reminds me of a movie, of another movie that I watched in Blade Runner. And it came out, Blade Runner came out in 1982. So it's this definitely shows an influence from Blade Runner.
Well, not just the storyline is similar, I'll give you that. But what struck me, now that you mention it, as similar, the color scheme, the way that certain colors lit up on the screen and it kind of overflowed, and some monitors were a bit too much, and some of them were not seen at all, and it was
cyberpunk.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say very noir. That was the term I was looking for, noir. But yeah, it was, for it to be a unique storyline, I'm surprised it hasn't been mimicked since.
Well, it came out with the movie a few years later, and there are other stories and similarities to other movies or other storylines and things like that that are out there. However, nothing that we've particularly seen where it kind of draws along that same line. Although I am willing to bet that there are going to be others where we're going to see that, we'll eventually get to end up hitting a stride where we're just going to see a whole slew of anime where it's going to be like that.
Watch. You think so?
Watch. Yeah.
Obviously you said so.
Has to be. There has to be. I'd be surprised if there's not.
Yeah, I'll give you that. One of the things that kind of struck me about this anime, specifically for the time it was produced and aired and all that stuff, It was incredibly political in the sense that a lot of the driving forces in here were politically charged.
Yeah, like, well, it makes sense, though, because they're one of the main forces for it, right? And it's the same thing when you look at, like, Gundam, right? Anytime you have Mars and Earth or anything like that, there's going to be a lot of this political tension in between these different powers and everything like that. That is always a point of contention, no matter what. And it just shows that they probably drew on that inspiration from Gundam, where they had Mars and Earth, and, you know, they had those tensions in between the two with different ideologies and different viewpoints and different, you know, moral standards and things like that for them, right? Where they have, like, kind of, I feel like on Mars, they were more pushing on, like, we need to get rid of these robots. And while we didn't hear anything about it on Earth, I feel like maybe they weren't having that level of resentment towards the robots on Earth.
Well, maybe they hadn't. Also, they hadn't gone as far, you know.
Well, I would assume,
you did mention that it wasn't as habitable a place as it could be. So robots would have been necessary to go out into the in the places humans couldn't go.
True.
Humans couldn't do.
True.
So maybe they're more prevalent here in Mars than specifically for the labor force.
Yeah, again, I mean, like, that's true. However, if they're up there and they were able to make the technology, and they were able to build the infrastructure in the cities and everything like that, I would also assume that they have the suits necessary for them to be able to go and work in those environments too. So just like we have on Earth.
Fair.
So I feel like it had more so to do with labor shortages. So one of the biggest problems, and they touched on this in the anime, was their primary, or their almost their sole reason for any growth in terms of population, was purely by immigration. None of them were having kids. And spoiler, the thirds actually could have children. They were able to get pregnant.
Yep. And that was the biggest factor to why they were pursued. That was the biggest factor for the reason why they need to die.
Well, we didn't know about why they needed to die or anything like that, but no one else knew about that except for the one that was going around killing the thirds and the one that was pregnant at the time.
Yeah. And the reason why it was such a secret, one of the political parties in the movie were trying to differentiate between humans and non-humans. And their biggest, their turning point was, humans have the ability to procreate, robots can't.
Right.
And they were saying, like, that's our biggest difference. That's an us versus them. We're not the same. We're not similar. And with the inclusion of the thirds and their ability to procreate, I guess, or get pregnant, that would have destroyed that movement, or at least that portion of it, and they would have lost steam. So before it became public,
but they didn't know about it. They didn't know about it. So you can't.
I feel like the higher ups did.
No, you can't point to them because they didn't know about it. They specifically stated that the one doctor had that differentiating viewpoint, had the differing view on it. Dunclaude. He didn't like the direction that they were going, so he developed the assassin droids to go and destroy them. The political movement, that political group, had nothing to do with it, nor tied anything to them.
Oh. See, I thought the other political movement decided to sponsor him because he was like, hey, you're helping us.
Nope. Like, the doctors developed them specifically to go around killing those androids.
Fair enough. Like a bad experiment, kind of.
Yeah, basically.
Now, I was always wondering, were these androids, I guess, were they born regular people and then modified later on?
No, their memories were implanted, because you can see when they meet Pluto later on, Pluto specifically states, who happens also to be a third, states that they can't grow up unless they die and re-download themselves into a new body.
So specifically, what was unique about Pluto was he was, of the thirds, the only male and the last one created.
Which is why I kept it ambiguous to try to avoid saying it.
Well, no, that was a huge plot point.
I know. That's why I tried to avoid saying it.
Oh, sorry.
I was trying my best. It's like, dance around the words, Jack. You got it. No, but yeah, that is one of the biggest plot points is that Pluto is a third, and it's the only male third, and it's the last one of the line.
Now, what was crazy to me, absolutely asinine, was the fact that when we finally do find our scientists, like we go through a whole big thing to find the scientist, and he's lost his mind, kind of, sort of, but not really. You can't tell if he did or didn't. You can't tell what's going on. And it was so confusing.
Yeah.
And at the same time, this show allows you to draw your own conclusions.
It does.
Which was interesting. And I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting to be led around, or at least know where the destination was. And one good thing about this show, other than the nostalgia, was the fact that it had the ability to twist what you thought on its head. My wife was watching it with me. And she goes, that's a new direction. And I'm looking at them, and due to the age, I'm like, maybe it's not so new. Maybe the ones we're looking at are the new changes, so to speak. So like it was, I don't quite want to say it because I don't know if that's one of the twists and turns and
by all means, knock your socks off, man.
Okay. So, I would say a good 90% of the thirds end up dying, we think.
Well, and they all the get thirds uploaded. End up dying, except for one.
Do they, though?
Yeah.
Because I thought all their memories got uploaded to a server.
Yeah, but not enough was uploaded or enough data was uploaded to make them talk. So they're just kind of there in the ether.
Oh, okay. When I looked at that, I thought that instead of them not being able, their voice program just wasn't uploaded. Does that make sense? I don't
know. Maybe. You never know.
Maybe kind of, sort of.
I'll roll with it. I'll go with it. Why not?
All right.
Why not?
But the android, or the guy who was sent to kill everybody, to kill all of them, and had the names and stuff, didn't have the name of our protagonist, which I thought was odd, unless she was special. And then we find out that she might be the daughter of the scientist. And the scientist,
well, daughter is such a relative term. She was another third. He treated her like a daughter, acted like she was a daughter. But the thirds, they all had implanted memories to give them life that they were, you know, a very specific direction in life, is the feeling I got.
Okay.
Because they couldn't grow up. They weren't able to age.
Interesting. Okay, I'm going to call it a unique question for you. I think we've talked about it before.
Okay.
I got to bring another movie into this. It's a live action. Have you ever seen The Prestige?
Yes.
So in here, in this movie, you're able to upload your memory into the supercomputer to re-download into something else, right? But you're only uploading a copy. Is that copy still you? And if it is, then what are you? Are you just some kind of extra? Like, what happens if Pluto uploaded his memory and
I like that you're trying to go with the philosophical question here. The philosophical question has been asked in numerous ways. At what point does a ship stop being its original self and become something new? Right.
Well, yes and no. Yes, that would be the philosophical one. But I was also thinking, I was using the Prestige to bring in also Harry Potter, where you've got Voldemort, who put his, so he made a whole Horcrux out of a diary. The diary Horcrux never moved on, never gained any extra knowledge, whereas that would happen here, right?
Okay.
Like, wouldn't, if you're connected to a super mainframe, would you be able to, in theory, watch everything and grow, so you wouldn't technically be the same person anymore?
You would. I mean, again, you're going with a philosophical question, because if you're going with the idea that you know, they can learn and grow and evolve past it, that they wouldn't be the same person anymore, then you could say the exact same thing about us, because we grow and learn as well.
That's right. But the reason why I'm asking it, I know I'm going a roundabout way, but I don't really know a straight way to do it.
Just ask the question. Just ask it.
I'm trying.
Ask it.
When we meet Pluto again, he's got extra information. So I was going to ask, did he watch himself die and use that information? Like, you know what I mean? Like, the Pluto that was uploaded shouldn't have the knowledge that that he did have.
Probably. I don't know.
It was just weird to me. And it was a question I wanted to answer, but I couldn't quite get my answer. You know,
I mean, like, you could technically say yes, because he died. I mean, it's just kind of the same thing. It's what's that Johnny Depp movie? I'm trying to think of it. It kind of plays to that question.
I'm not familiar.
Transcendence. That's it.
Never saw it.
Yeah, Transcendence kind of takes the idea of what you're trying to talk about and moves with it. So Johnny Depp's dying from blood poisoning from someone shooting him, and he uploads his entire speech and memories and everything into an artificial program while he's dying. And then dies. And then continues on from that.
Okay.
Yeah. Came out in 2014. This plays to that question that you have. Has Morgan Freeman in it? Has Paul Bettany in it? Rebecca Hall?
Okay. I might have seen it. Well, at least parts of it. Because I think it looks familiar.
Okay. So.
But yeah, same principle. Same premise. Same question.
Right. Well, this explores that, though, you know, so I would go with that, you know.
Yeah, yes. I mean, it makes a bit of sense, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with Pluto was a unique person who uploaded his memories, his personality, all that stuff into this computer. And I imagine he expected his own demise, which is why he uploaded his consciousness, and his consciousness simply watched and learned and followed everything that was happening so as not to be separate or deviate from his true self, or what he deemed his true self. And I guess because he was a computer or had computer-like tendencies, it was easier to maintain the path, if that makes any sense.
Okay. Well, honestly, sir.
Okay.
Why not? I got nothing else I really can say about this whole thing.
All right. So what I will say one more thing then, and this is a hope to help you guys encourage you, the listener, to encourage yourselves to watch, because it's a decent enough show, I believe. And there's one major twist at the end that you're expecting, but you weren't really, I don't know, not really. It was expected, but it wasn't. It was expected, but it was a surprise still. Although what I will say is don't watch it with caution. Don't watch it around other people, mainly because there are very adult themes throughout this show. And you might be, if you're caught watching it at the wrong time.
For sure.
Questions will be asked.
Nah, questions won't be asked. You'll just have to tell them, look, it's anime, and just shrug it off. You'll
preemptively explain why you've got naked women all over your screen.
All you have to do is just say it's anime, and people will immediately say, okay. Like, as soon as you say anime, people will be like, all right, that works.
It's not a cure-all. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it does. All right. So on a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
Well, so if I have to rate it on the prism of today's version, today's everything, it'd be like a 2. But I take into account that this was a much older show. It still stands up to certain ideas, certain quandaries, if you will. And I like that. I like that this is, in my mind, stood the test of time and it's not Akira by any stretch of the imagination, but I feel like it could eventually grow to have a cult following. It just gives me that kind of feeling. So I'm going to give it a 7. because I would want people to watch this. I would want people to tell me what they think about it. You know, it's something that I would want to watch. I don't know if I'd watch it again per se, but I would definitely be open to watching it with somebody else to see how they react to it. So I'm giving it a 7.
Okay. I'd give it a 5. Middle of the road for me. Artwork was all right. It was okay. It was something I definitely wouldn't want to watch again. At least not willingly or remembering that I did anyways.
Okay.
I mean, if I ended up watching it again, I'm not going to be like, oh God, it won't be that bad. But, you know, I'll be like, oh yeah, that's right. I watched this once before and I'll finish whatever episode I'm on and then stop.
Because it all comes back to you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's about it. That's about where I'll leave it. But yeah, I am.
You're locked into that 5?
I'm locked into that 5.
No change in your mind?
You know, shed some light on me, sir.
I just want, I want to make sure, because what I'm about to say might make you make your score lower.
Hit me with it, man.
Just hit it. I want you to keep it a 5, though.
If what you say makes me change my score, then you know it's meant to be. Hit me.
It might. One of the worst things about this show that I detest, frustratingly so. In one of the battles, in one of the climactic battles of this show, the music sucked.
Oh yeah, like, it's from the mid '90s. It's a mid-90s anime. The music was exactly what I expected it to be.
The music was horrible.
The music was exactly what I had envisioned it being.
You see a dude in a mecha tank just mobbing through, for just being a straight badass on the field, and you've got like a harp playing, or like not even like a good harp, but like a ding dong ding dong ding dong, like that's the tempo just was not there, and it overshadowed everything else that was happening.
Look, but it worked. All right, it didn't. You know what? The music fits the time. All right, the music fits the times.
Okay.
I mean, like, do you not remember a lot of? I mean, like, you could tell that they had a lot of inspiration from a lot of varying sources. Blade Runner, Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
So 5 for me. 7 9 for you.
I'll take it.
Nah, I'm just kidding. 7. All right. Next week, we're actually watching the movie. Shocker.
Well, which movie?
We're watching.
There's 2 of them.
Armitage 3 Dual Matrix, because apparently from what I was checking out, Polymatrix is a summary of the series.
Yeah, it's a recap episode.
That's 1.5 hours long.
Yeah.
So I'll watch it anyways, just so that way I have the difference, and we'll talk about it before the show, but we're just going to skip it.
I'll watch it too, because like it's 1.5 hours long. All 4 episodes were just north of 2 hours long. I'm curious to what they cut out and what they add to make a movie out of this. Oh,
yeah, I am most definitely curious to see what they try to make out of this. All right. Well, I got nothing else, sir. You got anything else for me?
Nope. I'm good.
All right. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you enjoyed this week's choice. If we got something right, something wrong, did it too much justice, not enough justice, just plain old got anything and everything wrong, or just made you want to gouge your eyes out with the horrible review that we did, please feel free to let us know. You can reach out to us at featuredanimepodcast.com. All our contact information and everything like that's on there for you. If you want to hear the pre-show that we always do with every episode, and sometimes our post-show that we do, go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content. Or if you want to hear us doing it live, you can go to our Discord. We usually will give a shout out when we are live on there. And If you want to buy yourself some swanky anime swag, we do have affiliate links for you. Write Stuff Anime to take you there. Click on those links. Buy whatever you want on there using those affiliate links. We get a little bit of a kickback, and it would be very much appreciated. And if you want to buy some of our swanky swag and help support us like that, you can go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. We'll see you next time.